Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Agnès Buzyn unveils today her plan to put an end to the crisis among hospital emergency services. The minister has promised that money would be devoted to this issue and is expected to announce that more hospital beds will be made available. Rates may also be reviewed, with a billing based on the time spent with each patient rather than on the number of patients seen. 290 people lost their lives on the roads of France last August, which is 44 more than in August 2018. Road deaths have increased by 17.9%, according to road safety agencies. A short reprieve for the employees of Aigle Azur after anxiously waiting to find out if their company would be bought back. In the end, 14 applications were submitted, of which one by Air France. There is a drawback, however, considering these offers are only for partial buybacks, meaning that not all employees would keep their jobs. Real estate transactions will bring 13 billion euros to the departments of France, which will be paid by notary fees. Higher prices thus result in bigger income for the Hauts-de-Seine, the Alpes-Maritimes, and the Gironde, among others. Patrick Bruel is involved in a case of sexual exhibition. An investigation was opened by the public prosecutor of Ajaccio following the accusations of a hotel employee. The singer met with the employee for a massage, but the young woman claims that he made it clear to her that he was expecting sexual favors. Patrick Bruel categorically denies these accusations. And the two men accused of assaulting Patrick Balkany last week at Levallois-Perret will be judged on October 14th. Their trial, which was supposed to take place today, has been postponed. In the meantime, they are prohibited from contacting the mayor of Levallois and his wife. They will be judged for intimidation and death threats. In the United Kingdom, there will be a last vote tonight before the parliament closes down for 5 weeks, as requested by Boris Johnson. MPs must vote for or against holding early parliamentary elections. And then basketball, Les Bleus have lost 100-98 against Australia this afternoon in the second round. Bitter defeat for the French team, who will meet the United States next in quarterfinals on Wednesday. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.